One of our top columnists, I think, and it's John Paul Morosi of Fox Sports, joins us. And, John, I happen to see what you wrote this morning, and it applied to the San Francisco Giants in a very historic fashion. And I said, I got to get John on to explain this. He's got the scoop. So, John, how are you? And welcome to the show.
Doing very well, Marty. Doing great. I always love talking baseball with you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, tell the fans about this, because this is something I had no idea of, and it's, you talk about platoon baseball and adaptability, and you came up with a pretty good stat.
Yeah, so as we look ahead, actually, to this coming Saturday's game between the Giants and Tigers on Fox, I was starting to prepare a little bit, and I was looking by at the day-by-day Giants lineup over the last month, and it occurred to me, I said, wow, we've had a lot of different people playing first base now for this team over the course of August. And in fact, with last night, Mike Morse playing first base, he became the fifth Giants player to make at least five starts at first base in a single calendar month of August. And I checked with Stats LLC to see how many times previously that had happened at any position in a single calendar month for a single team in baseball history, with five players making five or more starts at a particular position. And the answer was only twice, and it happened both in left field, the Expos in the early 70s, and the Cardinals back in the 1930s. So quite literally, Marty, over the last 100 years, and their suits went back 100 years, no team has ever had an infield position cycle through five players with at least five starts in a single calendar month, the way the Giants have at first base this month. Now, obviously, there's a lot of reasons in there. Of course, first and foremost, the unfortunate injury to Belt with the concussion. But obviously, Duvall coming in now, then him being sent back out, Ishikawa coming in, and of course, Posey wanting to get him some time at a position other than catcher has been part of the motivation. But really, an unprecedented level of platooning, Marty. Of course, the Oakland A's get a lot of credit for what they do, but as I pointed out in the story at the FoxSports.com, the Giants have out-platooned the A's and everybody else in baseball over the past 40 years, at least. That was what's happened at first base over the past month.
Wow. And John Morosi with us. It's a great story, folks. And, John, we could see it on Fox Sports, I imagine. You can find it there. Where you wrote about it. But just looking at the names, this has happened twice in the outfield in a calendar month, and the Expos did it in July with Ron Woods, Jim Ferry, Jim Gosker, the great Bob Bailey, and Ron Fairley, who was out here for a while. And the Expos played six doubleheaders that month, and that, as you say, is something that wouldn't happen again. Then you got to go back to 1932, the Cardinals, George Watkins. If you play Stratomatic, you know he's a pretty good hitter. Ray Blades,
there you go.
Ripper Collins, Pepper Martin, and George Puccinelli in August for the outfield. So I like it. I really do. I like it. John, what's your take on the Cardinals right now? Because I know the Cubs are beating them again today, and we got the Central here with the Brewers. They've hit a little wall. Pirates are starting to get hot again. How do you see the Central playing out?
Well, Marty, it's interesting. I'm sort of waiting for one of these teams to really seize control of that division. And I do think, with obviously Molina's return, the Cardinals have, I believe, the opportunity to do that. Now, I say that, and I would feel a lot better about the Cardinals if they were able to get Michael Wacha back. Now, he's actually going to go out on a rehab assignment this weekend, so perhaps he'll be a factor in the month of September. But for me, I'm a little bit concerned there about the Cardinal rotation, if they're really going to be that solid. And also, you know, out in the outfield, they've really had to cycle through some different players. Obviously, they traded down Craig. Tavares has been hot and cold a little bit as a rookie first-year player. So I think they haven't quite had the offensive consistency that we've seen from them in years past. You know, Matt Holliday hasn't quite had that normal Matt Holliday type of a year. So when you add up all those factors and then missing Molina on both sides of the ball, I think what we're seeing now, Marty, is really the full value of a player like Yadier Molina, why he's been a part of the MVP discussion for so many years. It's that all of a sudden when he's not there, it affects you really in all phases of the game. Defensively, certainly it does with the way he runs the game from behind the plate, the pitching staff, and of course is that. So I think the Cardinals, if Molina's able to come back and be Molina, and if Michael Wacha's able to be Michael Wacha, then I'd feel pretty good about the Cardinals in the month of September, because as you saw yesterday, Peralta's been one of the Brewers' best pitchers, and he really did not look very good in that ballgame last night. in San Francisco. So the Brewers, I think, have some concerns. Braun really hasn't up for the same power we saw in the past. Obviously, he's had a wrist situation going on. So we'll see. That, speaking of catchers, Marty, their catcher, Jonathan Lucroy, is a fabulous player. And I think he's going to have to be that guy that really carries them on both sides of the ball in the final months of the season.
Yeah, good game tonight. Mike Fiers goes against Posey. And Jonathan Lucroy on the other side against Peavy. And you're right, these two catchers are two of the best, I think, with Molina right now in the National League. Hey, John, I know you're busy. I appreciate you coming on. I want to give you credit for coming up with this one. So the Giants make history. First infield position with five players getting five starts in a calendar month. Good work. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, buddy. Always good talking with you. Call anytime. I love talking Giants baseball. It should be, of course, in an even-numbered year. You're probably going to have a lot of happy Giants fans out there in San Francisco.
We're going to see you in October. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Sounds good, buddy.
Thanks, John. All right, that's John Morosi of Fox Sports.